Urban Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, May 17th, 2013. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pow, Hana Friday, heading into a weekend. Goodness knows what's going to happen. I mean, everything is just flying back and forth on this thing. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Want to hit a couple of program notes and then an announcement before we get into the content of the show. And boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. A reminder that next Monday, the 20th, Cindy Sheehan is going to be our on-air guest talking about her bicycle ride, her continuing peace activism. The following Monday, the 28th, Richard Mack is coming back on the show to talk about his Constitutional Sheriffs, Peace Officers of America convention that's cranking up for the first part of June, or actually that whole last week and then into June 1st. But I want to spend the rest of this very short segment here talking about Republic Broadcasting. They are having another fundraising drive. You can go to the Republic Broadcasting. There is a republicbroadcasting.org. I'm sorry, that's Republic Broadcasting Network. No, it's Republic Broadcasting. I actually forgot the URL. RepublicBroadcasting.org. And there's a donate button there, and there's a phone number there. And they're doing something a little different here. They're asking people to pledge in silver. And I actually did get an email from a listener earlier today that they had pledged 2 1-ounce silver coins to raise money for the continued operation of Republic Broadcasting. And the reason for this is really quite simple to understand. Republic Broadcasting is not getting huge corporate advertisers. We're not getting grants. We're not getting huge checks with lots of zeros in them coming from non-governmental organizations with very shadowy connections. Because when you get those big checks coming in, there are always strings. Take a good look at what Monsanto did out in California. They told every one of the corporate media outlets, you will oppose Proposition 37 or pull our advertising, and those corporate media outlets had to be obedient slaves and bow down to Monsanto and help defeat that proposition. We don't have that here at Republic Broadcasting. That's why we call ourselves the independent media. We are not beholden to giant corporations or to Wall Street or to some government organization that hands out lots and lots of cash. What we're doing, we do entirely from ad revenues, from small mom-and-pop businesses, and, of course, from your continued generous support. And it is essential to keep that going. Because right now, the money junkies are spending millions and millions of dollars to sell you on a new war or a new vaccine of dubious efficacy and definite harm. They want to sell you on their new two-hip genetically modified whatever it is they want you to rub into your navel. They're just out there to sell you things that make them rich and you poor, and your children dead. And we need to stand up to it, because the only way we're going to get that big money corruption out of our society is for the little money to all unite together in that common cause of restoring the republic. If all 300 million Americans donated just a couple of dollars to the independent media, the corporate media could not withstand that much influence. They get away with it only because they're the big voice out there crying in the wilderness, and everybody else is just sort of off in the shadows, and we are breaking out of the shadows, and we are breaking free. We need your help. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button. If you'd like to do a pledge to the Silver Drive, you can call the phone number there. They'll be very glad to help you out. So we're going to take a break for commercials now that you've listened to 3 minutes of my commercial, and we'll be right back to talk about the gate. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
America, welcome back to the show. And we're getting into the news, and the situation is definitely getting tense. And like I said the other day, get out the popcorn. This is going to be fun to watch here. Former acting IRS Commissioner Stephen Miller is in the hot seat before Congress today, and he's kind of interesting for a guy sitting down. He's out there dancing the Potomac two-step, dodging questions, being very evasive, and every time he's forced into a corner, rhetorically, he comes back with, "I don't recall. I don't remember. I don't know. I'm not really sure." Would somebody explain to me how it is that people with such obviously inferior brains attain such high positions in the federal government? Is there something in the water supply of Washington, D.C. that eats your brain cells over time? Is it the SSRIs that a significant portion of them are likely on? Now, the other day when I was explaining what I thought was going on, where how IRS Gate was intentionally leaked to distract from Benghazi Gate, and then DOJ Gate was supposed to cow the media into submission, and that really didn't work. And I was talking about Lois Lerner last week during her Q&A, where she let out the fact that the IRS had been targeting the Tea Party for excessive scrutiny in the handling of their tax-exempt status applications, and it was reported that she was reading from cards, And the people at the meeting thought the question had obviously been planted, and it looked like a deliberate attempt to sort of leak this out just ahead of the Inspector General's own report. Well, now it's been confirmed, because Stephen Miller, in his testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee earlier today, said, yes, that question was intentionally planted. They coordinated with the tax lawyer, Celia Rohde, who asked the question, and yes, Lois Lerner had the answer already on note cards. It was a staged incident. Planted question, prepared answer to put this story out there. They wanted people to know about it. Why would they want people to know about it, considering the fury that it's caused? Because they need a distraction from Benghazi. They needed to take the focus off Benghazi. And in hindsight, I don't think they expected the reaction to IRS Gate to be as strong as it has been, mostly because once it was out that the IRS was harassing the Tea Party and conservative groups, more and more people have come forward to say, yeah, we were getting the same treatment. It's systemic. It's across the board. Then it came out that Romney's financial backers were all being hit with tax audits, and so it exploded out of control. Now, we've had a second IRS official now resign, and Daniel Werfel. Werfel is the new acting commissioner, and then Joseph Grant, commissioner of the agency's tax-exempt and government entities division, is going to retire on June 3rd. So he's getting out of town while the getting is good. A lot of people, and this is from over at Investment Watch blog, are saying this IRS scandal is well on its way to becoming one of the biggest scandals in U.S. history. And yes, it could. But it isn't just the one scandal. What's going to make it big is it's a triple header, quadruple if you count the EPA waiving fees for green groups and so forth. But that's a minor thing. Let's just call it Triple Gate. That's the new name, Triple Gate. Benghazi, IRS, Department of Justice, emphasis on Benghazi. It's Triple Gate. And boy, they are panicking out there over this whole situation. Chris Matthews and Al Sharpton are basically, and remember earlier on I said this was going to happen, Chris Matthews and Al Sharpton are saying Obama critics are simply being racist. If you complain about the IRS targeting conservative groups, you don't really care about the conservative groups, or you're not really angry with the IRS. You're just being a racist. You just hate the black people. Pretty, pretty desperate, considering they're saying this to the people who, we are at least told, voted Obama into office twice here. Then we're getting this other story out of Austria report saying, is the scandal-obsessed Republican Party sounding its own death knell? Are they going to destroy themselves by pursuing this pointless investigation into all these trivial situations? Actually, Richard Nixon supporters were saying exactly the same things about the Democrats. Didn't work back then, not going to work now. Another phrase we're starting to see floating around all of Obama's supporters is scandal fatigue. Oh, the American people are already worn out on this stuff. They're not going to pay attention. We are. You count on it. We are. Now, Representative Levin is out there saying that the Internal Revenue Service showed total disregard for congressional oversight by targeting certain groups. And he calls it wholly unacceptable, and I'm surprised to find myself in agreement with Representative Levin, but he is absolutely right. And they're thrashing around for a hook that they can use to get themselves out of this cesspool they've created with this mess. Stephen Miller was out there saying it was all just errors. There were no political whatever. It was just errors, random errors that these groups were targeted for excessive scrutiny. Well, if it were random errors, then just as many liberal groups would have been given the excess scrutiny as conservative groups, because the errors would fall down on both sides of the line. The existence of a clear and obvious bias tells us, no, this is not an error. This is policy. And then Stephen Miller came back and said, well, I don't think targeting is wrong. And now there's a new dimension being added to this, because the Internal Revenue Service told the Inspector General that the targeting of conservative groups, Tea Party, Occupy Movement, pro-life groups, groups that were opposing this whole global warming stuff were targeted in direct response to complaints by members of Congress. Who were those members of Congress that were sicking the IRS on their conservative targets? I forget. I don't remember. I don't know. I can't recall. Boy, oh boy. Same stuff we heard during Watergate. Same stuff we heard during Iran-Contra. We're back there. And, pardon me. Let's see. Interesting little story. Angry Obama. He's out there saying this is wrong. This is bad. He's still saying he had no idea what was going on. He only found out about it last Friday. We already know that's a lie. Jay Carney had admitted on Monday the White House was aware of the situation going back several weeks. So we've already got Obama on one lie. But the official line from the White House, which you will believe or the terrorists will win, is that Obama only found out about it on Friday. And it's just those gosh darn subordinates. They were just acting on their own. And they were well-intentioned, but their behavior was inexcusable. And, of course, that leads us back to the Washington Post. And I put an image of this up at whatreallyhappened.com. Now, let me read you the headline from this issue of the Washington Post. Nixon denies role in cover-up, admits abuses by subordinates. So we are. We're back in Tricky Dick territory right now. We need to come up with a cool name for Barack Obama. With Richard Nixon, it was easy. Tricky Dick. I don't know what we're going to do with Barack Obama. I've been working on that all morning. Four cups of coffee, and I still can't come up with an inspiration on that one. Another dimension to the IRS scandal. Marijuana dispensaries and pro-legalization groups were being targeted for delays on their tax-exempt status and hit with audits. And the interesting thing to put out here right now, everybody's acting like this is a big shock. There's nothing new. The IRS has been basically used as a political hatchet man for decades, going back to and including Richard Nixon himself. And everybody's acting like this is whole new shock and scandal, and how could this happen, and we need new laws. There are already laws against this stuff. They just weren't enforced. Everybody was looking the other way. And so now, because of this report by the IRS itself to the Inspector General, that they were being directed against these conservative groups by members of Congress, we now know that this whole rogue employee story is no longer legitimate and valid. We know that the IRS was being unduly influenced from at least Capitol Hill. And again, the fact that Mitt Romney's main financial donors were all hit with audits suggests a link back to the White House. We already know Obama is lying about when he learned about this. So we're back to that Nixon-era question. What did the president know, and when did he know it? Now, we were talking the other day about Larry Connors. He is the news anchor at KMOV, and he had gone on the air saying that he, too, had been hit with IRS harassment following an interview he did with Obama, asking some very tough questions about the Obama family's vacation habits and how much they cost the taxpayers. He is now off the air. He has been taken off the air. Now, the management of KMOV is saying he has not been fired. He has not been suspended. They're just not letting him back on the camera until they figure out what they want to do about this. I'm going to try and get Larry on the show here. So let's see, over at the Telegraph in Great Britain, they're already making the connection between Barack Obama and Tricky Dick. And remember, this idea of trying to dump the blame for this all on the Congress is not going to work. I mean, yes, there's no question members of Congress were trying to steer the IRS against their enemies, but we also know from Lois Lerner herself, the IRS simply went and scanned for any organization with the phrase Tea Party or Patriot in its name, and they were automatically hit with that scrutiny. Now, I want to make a point here, because everybody's saying, oh, you're like, well, like Al Sharpton saying, you're after Obama. No, we're not, because Obama all by himself is not the problem. More about this when we come back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones real quick. Jim in Georgia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I've got a name. You're looking for a name for Obama. I've got Bum Obama is Llama.
Okay, we'll put that on the list of possibles. Let's have a little informal contest. We need a name for President Obama that's as cool and catchy as Tricky Dick was for Richard Nixon. So put on your thinking caps, guzzle some extra coffee, get the brain into high gear, and we'll think about that. Anything else, Jim?
That's it. Bye, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the call and for the suggestion here. Now, to get back to what I was saying just before the break, when you are looking at Benghazi gate, and I hope you are, IRS gate, DOJ gate, there's a principle of history you need to understand. No tyrant in history ever did what they did all on their own. Hitler didn't do all the evils of the Nazis on his own. Stalin did not do all the evils of the Soviet Union on his own. They were able to do what they did because of a vast bureaucracy that was perfectly willing to go along with these abuses. So when we talk, contrary to what Chris Matthews and Al Sharpton is saying, we are not simply out to get Obama. We are out to cure the problem with the system. And it isn't just Obama. Obama by himself can't do any of these things. And so the problem isn't just Obama. It's the members of the Congress who went along with it. It's everybody in the Internal Revenue Service who goes along with it. It's everybody in the Department of Justice and the FBI and the CIA that go along with it. These evils are systemic. It is not the fault of one man or just a few rogues. It is the system as a whole that was perfectly willing to go along with these abuses of the American people. And so in response to all of these emails I'm getting saying, oh, you're an Obama hater, you're after him. I really don't care about Barack Obama. I don't even care if he finishes out his second term. I have a bigger target in mind, and that's the IRS itself and its bitch of a mother, the Federal Reserve, that private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, which has destroyed what used to be the greatest nation on earth. They are both unconstitutional. The IRS, its very existence is a fraud, resting on the lie that the 16th Amendment was ratified that overturned the earlier constitutional prohibitions against a direct, non-apportioned tax of the American people. So that's the target, fixing the system, or getting rid of the system, replacing the system, not just one man, because if Obama is forced to resign, and we get Biden in there, tell me, what has really changed in terms of what is affecting your life day to day? The IRS didn't learn any lessons from the embarrassments back during Richard Nixon's administration. They went right back to doing the same thing over and over again. Changing the president will have zero effect on our lives. We need to change the system. We need to recognize that it is that system that is the true enemy and not just one man. No tyrant acts alone. So getting back to Triplegate here. Eric Holder is already out there flatly rejecting the idea of having a special counsel to investigate Benghazi. Remember what I said the other day? Look at the most protected point. That's where you've got to be paying attention to. They're already talking about special counsel for IRS gate and this DOJ gate, but no, absolutely not. We're not going to let anybody look at Benghazi. That's what they're most afraid of. Because if it ever comes out to the general American public that the raid on the consulate was a botched attempt to kidnap the ambassador so that Obama could look like a hero, it was Obama's October surprise. And it blew up in their faces. If that ever comes out, it delegitimizes the entire government, not just Obama, not just the Democrats, everybody gets destroyed by this. And that's why they're working so hard to protect it. And I think that's the reason. And again, Stephen Miller's confirmed it. They intentionally leaked the IRS targeting of the Tea Party. They wanted to use a small scandal to cover up a big scandal. But IRS has blown out of their control. It's spinning out of control. And it's a reflection of just how angry everybody is. They're ready to see something to grab onto to say it is time for a change. And then this attempt to use these phone record sweeps of the media to get the media to stay on the reservation. Yeah, it worked back in 2006 with ABC. It's not working now. That's blowing up in their face. So now they got three major problems and probably more on the way. Going to grab a quick phone call. Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha. I think you're exactly right. It is all smoke and mirrors, but the name for him I have is the Islamo-Commie Obami.
I like that. I would almost go with Commie Obami and drop Islamo. We got to keep it simple. You know, too many syllables, people will forget it. It's got to be something that'll stick in their head immediately. Tricky Dick, three syllables. I think if we go past five syllables, we're in trouble. Okay?
Well, they are a learning challenge, so you're probably right. Thanks very much.
I used to work in advertising. I know these things. We got to take a break for commercials. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I guess our little informal contest has caught the public imagination. Sam in our control room has wanted me to remind everybody during the Clinton administration they were calling him Slick Willie. So we can go out for that. Something that came in the emails, Barack, No Shame, Hussein, Obama. Over in the chat room, we've got Dingleberry. That's oddly appropriate there. Obango Tango. Trauma Obama. They're cute and catchy, but they're not really cutting to the heart of what is behind Triplegate. But keep going. You're coming up with some really, really cool ideas here. Now, as I said before, Eric Holder is saying there will be no special counsel about Benghazi, but they're throwing the blame all over the place. And now we have Obama's supporters out there screaming that the blame for the attack on the Benghazi embassy is all the fault of the Republicans because they were cutting funding for security at our overseas installations. And this is, of course, complete nonsense because the State Department budget has gone up every single year. And the budget for the security at the consulates comes out of the Pentagon budget, not state, not subject to congressional whim, and it too has increased year over year. We know additional security was offered to the Benghazi consulate, and rejected by the ambassador himself in order to keep the stage clear for this little well-rehearsed dog and pony show that turned into an epic fail. So they're just trying to point their fingers around. Bob Woodward of Watergate fame, All the President's Men fame, he's saying Benghazi is the new Watergate, and he's absolutely correct. Now, the White House position is Benghazi's just a little side issue, and we should all have our knickers in a twist over IRS gate and DOJ gate, and yes, we should. But they're lying about that. Benghazi is the main event. DOJ gate and IRS gate, they're the distractions. They're the sideshows. It's all about Benghazi. And that's what they're trying to keep you from looking at. Don't let them get away with it. Over at StephenGoddardWordPress.com made a very interesting point. Nixon got into trouble when he released the Watergate tapes with just an 18-minute gap in them. And by contrast, Obama released the Benghazi emails with a 2,880-minute gap in its timeline. Something happened there they don't want you to know about. We know that orders were given to the CIA and Special Forces to stand down. We know it's been confirmed and officially acknowledged they had a Predator drone overhead, real-timing that attack back to the White House. We know because of the maximum speed of the Predator, that Predator had to be in the air on the way to Benghazi before the attack began. It was a setup. It was going to be Obama's October surprise. And it got out of control. Now, going back to that retired four-star admiral, and I'm blanking on his name right now because I don't have it on the page in front of me, he's saying it started going out of control because some of the special forces refused the stand-down order and went in to try and protect the ambassador, got into a gunfight with the operations group that was playing Al-Qaeda, and that's how the ambassador got killed. And that does make a lot of sense. The admiral's explanation for how it got out of control and my explanation, which is that Libyans from all around joined in when they heard the gunfire, are not mutually exclusive, because we know that ultimately there was a huge crowd around that consulate. So both very well might have happened. And Obama's carefully staged October surprise turned into an epic fail, and now they're trying to back away from it and point the finger of blame someplace else, and they're trying to distract you from it with IRS gate and DOJ gate. And we shouldn't let those go away. But just remember, the most protected point is Benghazi. Special counsel for IRS, special counsel for DOJ, Eric Holder, is adamant. There will be no special counsels for Benghazi. They don't want anybody asking any questions about that. Alrighty, let's see, over at RIMF.com, you're talking about the Associated Press spying scandal and the crisis of American democracy, and they're absolutely right. This is an attack on the principles this nation was founded on. The founding fathers gave the press the right to freedom of the speech, freedom of the press, to enable the press to report to the public when the government did something wrong. That is their traditional job. That's what we're supposed to do, both in the corporate media and in the independent media. We're supposed to catch the government doing bad things, and we're supposed to let you know. That's our job. Now, I want to go back and look at the circumstances that led to this whole grabbing of the phone records from Associated Press and also from within Congress itself, a violation of the separation of powers. And it all came down to this report published by AP in May of last year about a foiled Al-Qaeda bomb threat. And the official story is it was AP's publication of this report that launched a national security investigation. Now it has come out. The Associated Press got official permission to publish this report from the Central Intelligence Agency. And here's where the timeline gets really interesting, because the Washington Post is reporting that after AP got this report and official permission to publish it, the White House asked Associated Press to hold off reporting it for a few days so the White House could get out there and make an announcement and get ahead of the story. And Associated Press said basically if this was something that really was involving national security, we would do it. But just so that you can look good and look like it's your story instead of ours, we're not going to go with that. And that's when the Associated Press published, and that's when the Department of Justice was asked to go after the phone records of all the AP reporters and congressional offices. So it, there was no national security motive here. It was a political retaliation. And that puts a whole new dimension on this phone record grab. It wasn't a national security operation. It was a petty, vindictive strike back by the White House because AP wouldn't let the White House steal the thunder on this story. And so now we have the Department of Justice targeting people not for national security. They targeted these reporters of an entire news organization because the news organization didn't do a favor for the White House. That was it. And that is a completely inappropriate use of our Department of Justice. And I want to hit that point very hard. Barack Obama does not own the United States Department of Justice. He doesn't own the FBI. Doesn't own the CIA. Those are all supported by tax dollars. They are the property of the American people. If you are an airline pilot working for United Standard Western Oversky Dodge the Clouds airline, you're not allowed to show up to work, hop in the cockpit, and just decide, I'm going to take the plane up to Aspen for some skiing this weekend. It's not your airplane. You are paid to pilot that airplane where the owners of the airplane tell you to take it. If you do anything else with it, it is a crime. It's usurpation. Likewise, President Obama does not own those assets. They are provided to him by we, the American people, to carry out the wishes of the American people that certain crimes be punished, like corporate fraud on Wall Street, and not to be directed against the owners of the company for the benefit of the president. So when the president is using the IRS and the Department of Justice for his personal political tools, he's guilty of usurpation, misappropriation of government funds, or government resources, rather. You know, every time they catch a congressman who'll use a government plane for what turns out to be a personal trip, and they'll force that congressman to reimburse the Treasury. So we, the American people, ought to be demanding that Barack Obama personally, out of his own pocket, reimburse the Treasury for all the man hours and resources that were used by the IRS and the Department of Justice in furtherance of his political aims, because that's not what they're in existence for. By the way, the IRS official that was overseeing this whole targeting operation is now overseeing the Obamacare unit. And it raises the possibility that if the way the IRS is treating you on your taxes is being politically influenced by your beliefs, it opens the door to decisions on your medical care being influenced by political belief. We already know that at Obamacare calls at certain ages and certain levels of expense, they're simply going to say it's not worth keeping you alive any longer. We open the door to the fact that two people side by side in the hospital with the same illness, the same age, and one is of the current administration's political party, and the other one is of the opposition party, and the opposition party is allowed to die. Sorry, we've only got one liver to transplant. We're going to give it to this guy over here because he voted for the correct politician last election. Even the Soviet Union wasn't that politicized. Okay, let's see. Few more suggestions coming in on the name Obama contest. Here we have the Commander in Thief, Captain Clueless. Sounds like a comic book character. I like this one, the Presidents. I like that one. I like that one a lot. Now, a little bit of surprising news, and don't get out the tambourines and the confetti just yet. The House of Representatives yesterday passed a bill to repeal Obamacare. Now, it wasn't passed by a veto-proof majority, but now it's going to go to the Senate, because remember, it's a revenue act, and it must originate in the House of Representatives. Now it's going to go to the Senate. We don't know what the Senate is going to do. If the Senate passes it, Obama can still veto it. And in the current political climate, it's just going to be another reminder that Obama's going to get what Obama wants, and to heck with the will of the Congress, and to heck with the will of the American people. I owe a big favor to those health insurance companies that helped get me elected, and by golly, you will pay them what I owe. Even more interesting and significant, maybe a change in the wind here, and this is why we have to keep pounding on Triplegate. This is your weekend conversation with everybody you know. All this stuff that's going on here, because Congress is apparently starting to rethink the USA Patriot Act. Remember, the USA Patriot Act was all set to go when 9/11 happened. Then they threw anthrax at the Congress to scare them all into passing this bill without even reading it. And now they're looking at it and realizing they basically handed the president a blank check for murdering people around the world. And they're starting to rethink that. And there may be a pushback on the USA Patriot Act. Because the problem with the USA Patriot Act is it effectively declared an unending war on terror. And Washington, D.C. is now basically saying, well, the Pentagon is already prepared to fight the war on terror for 20 years, but for all intents and purposes, the war on terror is permanent. And it is the war on terror itself that is increasing the threat to the American people and the American nation from all those other nations being drone-struck at this moment. We're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Tom in Texas, aloha. Tom, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yep. Mahalo, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing just good.
Okay. I can't take credit for this one, but it was something, a reference I read on the Internet about Obama. They've referred to him as O-Bummer.
I've heard that from a lot of places.
Yeah, so have I. But anyway, like I say, I can't take credit for it. But doesn't it give you a nice warm feeling when you find out that you're correct on your assumptions about this Benghazi thing?
Well, you know, every time I get one of those moments there, I usually have two responses. I go back to that line from Jurassic Park. Ian Malcolm is sitting in the car as the T-Rex breaks out of the pen, and he says, gee, I hate being right all the time. And the other line I like to use is, you know, I hate to say I told you so. Actually, I quite enjoy it. And then, you know, trying to make light of what is obviously a very, very serious situation. But maybe it's just because I have been doing this for close to 20 years, and I no longer have any illusions about what the federal government is, or even about the people who will sell themselves and their principles to the federal government for their 30 pieces of silver. These things seem very, very clear to me. And if I have one gift, it is to take some very complex issues and present them in a way that is really clear and easy to understand. I'm sort of the anti-jingoist or the anti-jargonist. And I take what is intentionally obfuscated and I strip it down to its core issues. Like the 11th marble. That one did very well out there.
Well, yeah, you're definitely ahead of our politicians, I can tell you that. But there is one thing that I pray that you're wrong about.
What's that?
The armed march on D.C. on the 4th of July. I pray that you're wrong about that one.
I hope I'm wrong about that, too. I want to be wrong on that. If they're going to have the march anyway, my best hope would be they march in, they make their point, it's all done peacefully, and they march out, and everybody goes home. And so I don't want to be right on that one. In fact, there's a lot of these things I've been saying over the last close to 20 years. I didn't want to be right on them.
I understand, and
you just pound your head against the wall and say, oh, wish I didn't know what I know. I wish I could go back to believing in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. They can't.
I pray that you're wrong, but I'm thinking that our Congress critters and the president especially, they're probably praying that July 4th comes a lot sooner than it does.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks probably, for your time, Mike.
Yeah, you got it. They're probably looking at their calendar every day and say, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, can't get
man,
here.
Yeah, that's not
soon
enough.
We do have Memorial Day coming up here in another week. You know, that's a target of opportunity. Or maybe they don't even need to glue it to a target of opportunity. They could get the distraction away from Benghazi just by really ramping up the war, which brings me to, the situation that's evolving over Syria. We're getting a report that today, the Israeli Air Force is overflying Lebanon, just circling airplanes all around the Lebanese villages of Bint Jabil, Marej Ayoun, Tebnin, and Tufa.
Well, and they better, excuse me for interrupting, but they need to do it now before they get those S-300s. because, you know, any enemy of Israel is not allowed to defend themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, Netanyahu said that the other day. We have a right to bomb you. You have no right to fight back. It's an
that's
absurd
sick,
state.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is very sick. Okay, it's psychotic.
Well, it's a typical bully.
Yes,
I'll hit
absolutely.
You, but you can't fight back.
Right. If you dare fight back, we'll have the Americans come kill you.
Oh, yeah. I'll call up my buddies, yeah?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm out here, Mike. Appreciate your time, brother.
All right, you got it. We're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we got another caller waiting on the line. We're going to go right to you. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're continuing to get entries in the Name the President contest here, some of which I can't say on the air, or they will yank the license on this here radio station. Let's see, TikTok Barack, Croc Barack, Shylock Barack. Anyway, let's see. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Glenn in Oregon. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got another inverse soubriquet to throw in for America's acting president. It's not even mine. It's from Webster Tarpley. He refers to him as Barky. Barky.
Yeah, I've heard that many, many times. And that's actually getting a little more appropriate because, you know, Obama's out there barking, saying, you know, I didn't know. I never found out. And again,
you're telling
me. That's his job. That's the job he's supposed to be doing, not sucking up to Israel, not going up to the UN to protect Israel, not dropping drones all over everybody. His job as the chief executive of the executive branch is to execute the will of the Congress, who in turn are supposed to be executing the will of the American people. Unfortunately, we know that Congress is available for sale to the highest bidder. They're the finest Congress money can buy. Wall Street's got all the money right now, and so does Israel. Anything else, Glenn?
I'm delighted the way I got to set you off. Thank you, sir. Ciao.
All right, you're welcome. Ciao, Bello. All righty, so we're talking about Israel is overflying Lebanon. Israel is threatening more attacks on Syria. And this is a follow-on, of course, to Netanyahu's statement that, you know, Israel's going to attack Syria, but Syria better not strike back or the war will be on. And it is bullying, and it's an attempt to basically create this war out of thin air. And Israel's continuing to basically go into the West Bank. They've approved more illegal settlements there. They're pushing back on Palestinian protesters. It's just getting really, really ugly over there. Now, as you're probably aware, Benjamin Netanyahu went up to Moscow to talk to Vladimir Putin to try and talk Russia out of supporting the Assad government. And Netanyahu, and this must have been a horrible blow to the monstrous ego that he has, Netanyahu did not do any better than John Kerry did. And Russia is continuing to honor all of their existing contracts with Syria, including the S-300 air defense missile system and this hypersonic anti-ship cruise missile, which Russia describes as defensive weapons. You're not going to get a cruise missile to go all the way from Syria to the United States. And the S-300, again, can't reach any buddy from, you know, inside Syria. It is there to shoot down people trying to bomb you. And Netanyahu is out there screaming that the S-300 missiles could plunge the region into war. And he is absolutely wrong. It is Israel and the United States that are plunging the region into war. All Russia has done is to give Syria the means to actually shoot back at the invading incoming army. And Netanyahu's attitude is, they're not supposed to shoot back. Don't you understand how the world works? We can go bomb anybody and they're not supposed to fight back. It's in this very ancient text that we got from our imaginary playmate in the sky. We're allowed to smite everybody at will and they cannot smite back. Going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.